The historic friendship between Vermont and Quebec continues to come under strain from the rhetoric and actions of President Donald Trump. His administration has imposed some tariffs on Canadian goods and has threatened more. He's also openly talked about making Canada, quote, the 51st state. Canada has responded to this aggression by imposing tariffs on American products. And ordinary Canadians are canceling trips to Vermont and booing the American national anthem at sporting events. Vermont Public reporter Brittany Patterson wanted to know how Canadians are feeling about all of this. So she spent some time at a business roundtable in Newport and on the streets of Magog. And she's here now to tell us all about it. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Mary.
Brittany, you had a chance to hear from Quebec business leaders and some ordinary citizens, too. It sounds like the concerns here are growing well beyond tariffs and trade.
Yeah, Mary, I think that's right. You know, to be clear, Canada and the U.S. are closely tied economically. They're each other's largest trade partners. We're talking billions of dollars worth of goods and services cross the border every single day. So last week, Senator Peter Welch organized this roundtable in Newport, and it brought together business owners from both sides of the border to talk about this economic impact of the tariffs. But almost immediately, it was clear that while there were very real economic concerns, there's also a growing hurt and anger at what the U.S. is doing. Here's Marie-Claude Bibeau, a member of parliament who represents a district in Quebec that includes part of the border with Vermont.
What's going on in Canada is without precedent. The threat is over and above tariffs right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm even a bit emotional when I say that because it's a threat against our sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And if it was a joke the first 24 hours, it's not a joke anymore. Mm-hmm. We take it very seriously.
As the event wound down, I was also struck by her parting statement. It was kind of a plea in Bibeau's voice as she addressed Senator Welch. Let's listen.
Thank you for all the work you've done and that you'll continue to do. Yeah. I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but we need your support.
You know what?
It really felt like an acknowledgement that Canada has very little leverage here. This is really in the hands of President Trump.
Brittany, you've done some prior reporting on Canadians boycotting the U.S., canceling plans. Is there any kind of precedent in recent history for anything like this with Canada?
One thing to keep in mind is that Canada and the U.S. have for decades been extremely strong allies. I spoke to Jeffrey Ayers, he's a political science professor at St. Michael's College and an expert on U.S.-Canada relations. And he told me there had been, quote, no greater ally than Canada to the U.S. since at least World War II. So we're talking decades here. And that's not to say that there haven't been clashes between the two nations, especially in recent decades when it comes to trade. But this feels different.
There's never been a president or an administration in U.S. history that's disparaged Canada in this way. And you know, that treats an ally and a friend and someone with beyond economic relations, but with, you know, deep cultural and normative, almost family relations. So I think that's what's so particularly shocking about it.
I know you spent some time in Magog, a community that sits right along the northern tip of Lake Memphremagog. So that obviously has some strong connections to Vermont.
I did, and perhaps unsurprisingly, you know, not a lot of folks wanted to speak with an American reporter. But in the conversations that I did have, you know, I heard a lot of different variations on astonishment. And largely because it feels like most Canadians, they don't understand what the end goal here is. I spoke with Michelle Amel, who's lived in Magog for 3 years and Montreal before that, and I asked him what he makes of Trump's actions, including the tariffs.
Most of people that I'm talking, they think it's ridiculous for you, American, and also for us, we're victim of that. And for the rest, about Trump, I think it's one of the worst president of the planet, you know. So that's my opinion.
You know, I also spoke with Magog residents that said the longer this goes on, the more afraid they are becoming. One woman said she had American friends and even Americans on the street or at her workplace who would stop and apologize to her. She was laughing. It's kind of a twist on the stereotype that Canadians are always the ones apologizing. But I also heard things like, I never thought we'd live to see this. And I heard fear that we are on the path toward the possibility of war.
Oh my gosh, I need to stop you right there. You spoke with Quebec residents who are legitimately worried that the U.S. could launch a military invasion of Canada?
I did. And I think this is a change from when I was speaking with Canadian residents even just a few weeks ago. I heard lots of comparisons that the current actions mirror those in the lead up to World War II. And a lot of folks cited President Trump's friendly posture toward Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin as another piece of evidence. And they feel powerless. Multiple people told me that they never thought they would see the U.S. turn on Canada like this. And almost unanimously, folks I spoke with said they would not visit the U.S. while this continues.
Well, we know travel goes both ways on the border. Vermonters long accustomed to visiting Montreal and many other places in Quebec and also other places in Canada. Any sense of how that dynamic may be changing?
I ran into this group of four Americans who were visiting. They were doing a girls' trip in Magog, and they'd been here before, and they'd had a great time. And that included Julie Hoker, who came from New Hampshire. And she was worried about whether they would be welcome in Canada.
It's disappointing, and I'm appreciative of the Canadian population that they don't consider every citizen of the United States as a part of what's going on with our country. And I'm hopeful that it stays that way.
But, you know, things are changing seemingly daily, and it's a little bit hard to know.
That's Vermont Public reporter Brittany Patterson. Brittany, thank you so much for your reporting on this.
Thank you for having me.